This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. My name is Zayfa. I'm the Imam here at ICCM, the Islamic Community Center of Milton. And I'm joined today on this blessed 23rd night with our esteemed shuyukh, Sheikh Riyad and Sheikh Dawood. And we have special guest, Hafiz Rayyan, who will inshallah kick off the program tonight with some recitation of the Quran. Jazakumullah khair. Hafiz Rayyan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله ما تنفقوا من خير يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف يعرفهم بسماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
You who believe, give charitably from the good things you have acquired that we have produced for you from the earth. Do not give away the bad things that you yourself would only accept with your eyes closed. Remember that God is self-sufficient, worthy of all praise. Satan threatens you with the prospect of poverty and commands you to do foul deeds. God promises you his forgiveness and his abundance. God is limitless and all-knowing, and he gives wisdom to whoever he will. Whoever is given wisdom has truly been given much good, but only those with insight bear this in mind. Whatever you may give or vow to give, God knows it well, and those who do wrong will have no one to help them. If you give openly, it is good, but if you keep it secret and give it to the needy in private, that you, and it will atone for some of your bad deeds. God is well aware of all that you do. It is not for you to guide them. It is God who guides whoever he will. Whatever charity you give benefits your own soul, provided you do it for the sake of God. Whatever you give will be repaid to you in full, and you will not be wronged. Give to those needy who are wholly occupied in God's way and cannot travel in the land. The unknowing might become rich because of this self-restraint, but you will recognize them by the characteristic of not begging persistently. God is well aware of any good you give. Those give out of their own possessions, by night and by day, in private and in public, will have their reward with their Lord. No fear for them, nor will they grieve. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair, Hafiz Riyan, for the beautiful recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your family, with the best in this world and the hereafter. Inshallah, just wanted to also mention that Hafiz Riyan, mashallah, he leads us in Fajr prayer on Saturdays when the masjid is open. So inshallah, you can come and experience his recitation in person, inshallah, when the masjid opens. And please keep making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the masajid as soon as possible, inshallah. Maybe an Eid gift for all of us. Also want to mention that alhamdulillah, we Rayyan, as well as on the 21st, Hafiz Hussein, they're both students of our Quran classes. We have Quran classes, and we teach children all the way from the age of 4 and up, all different levels. And alhamdulillah, we have experienced teachers, very patient teachers, and alhamdulillah, teachers who are able to teach online, and keeping into consideration what children have been going through during this pandemic and lockdown, the mental health of children. So alhamdulillah, keeping all these things in mind, the teachers have found ways to make things interesting and keep the children motivated. So if you're interested in registering for our Quran classes, there's very limited spots, but you can send me an email, and you can find my email, inshallah, on the ICCM website. Without further ado, inshallah, I will pass it on to our team shuyukh to say a few words. Jazakumullah khairan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلوات الله وسلامه على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So here we are, the 23rd night of this month of Ramadan. In fact, when you think of it, 6 months ago, none of us were even thinking of this month of Ramadan. We probably thought, you know what, it's a long time away, let's not think about it. And when we reached 3 days before this month of Ramadan began, in the month of Shawwal, we started to feel, hey, wait a second, am I even ready for this month? And we began to prepare, we began to read, we began to learn, we got ourselves in the mode, we bought the groceries, we stocked the fridge. You know, alhamdulillah, we put out our plan. Some people have their whole nutrition plan, they have their Quran, they have their Qiyam plan, they have their, you know, Suhoor plan. There's all these different kinds of plans that everyone has put in place for themselves. And then what we saw happening at the beginning of the month of Ramadan is everyone just started to push really hard, right? And you get that burnout right at the beginning where you feel, subhanAllah, I'm missing the coffee, I'm missing the tea, I'm missing the food, I'm missing the nutrition that I typically would have, and all the junk food as well. Then we got into this nice mode where we traveled through the last few weeks. And here we are, 1 week away from the end of this month of Ramadan, just 1 week away. It's the 23rd night. There's only a few more nights left of this month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly, we know this surah, many of us memorized it when we were children. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He brought down to us this night of power that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's prescribed for us throughout this month during some time. And the Quran descended on that night as well to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we think of the month of Ramadan and we think of the blessings within this month and we think of it being a month of the Quran, have we really thought that this is the month when I'm supposed to connect with my Creator through the guidebook that came to the messenger from an angel on a night that could be tonight? We usually don't think of it that way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ? What do you think is Laylatul Qadr? What do you think? If we ask our children, we say, Laylatul Qadr is 83.3 years, and they give us all the whole breakdown, right? Like 1 second during the month of during the night of Laylatul Qadr is equal to, I don't know if you do the math, it's something like 23 hours of ibadah. 1 second. But really, when we think of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's not equal to 1,000 months. It's not equal to 83.33333. It's not equal to 1 second during that night is 23 hours. خَيْر. It's better. It's even better. What that indicates to us is that the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are rewards that we can't even think of. We can't comprehend. They are so abundant, so amazing, so awesome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as well, at the end of Surah Fatir, you'll notice in the second to last page, third to last page, right at the bottom of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who give in sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them in this life, but also abundantly in the hereafter. He never leaves us dry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never abandons us. And so on this night, we need to make sure that we give a little extra. And I know you're probably thinking that I'm referring to money. I'm not referring to money yet. Money comes later. First, we need to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways that we can give to Him by simply sitting down and refraining from committing sin. If you have your phone in your hand and you're watching this right now, make sure that the next swipe is not swipe to something that's haram. Make sure that the next time you click like is not liking something that is haram. Make sure that the next time you push the back button to escape from TikTok and it doesn't let you escape, it keeps you there, it takes you to someone else's, you know, video. Make sure that you press it twice and you escape as quickly as you can. Open up your Quran. Recite a simple page. Raise your hands. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Think of your parents. Think of your children. Think of your neighbors. Think of yourself. Think of a day that you could be holding your hands like this now, but on a day when the sun is bright and hot and above our heads and we're sweating, the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are holding water in them for you to drink from. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Because you knew that the night of Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So you decided to yourself or within yourself, I'm not going to let this night go to waste. I'm going to work hard the ability and opportunity to drink from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tanazzalul malaika wal ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah sends the angels, and of course amongst them is the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And we'll get to the last part of this surah on the 25th night insha'Allah ta'ala. But for now, I want to encourage all of us to make sure that we use these next minutes. When we finish listening to, you know, myself, and then we pass it off to Sheikh Riyad as soon as we're done. Or if you have another device, think of the masjid, think of this place that we're sitting. Think of the place where the angels are surrounding, the angels are filling, the angels instantly there. A place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. A place that you and I have the opportunity, the ability, the strength, the power, the know-how to maintain and to look after. But the question is, do I have the choice? And we do. We have the choice, but will you and I choose to give to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight? Will you and I choose to open a little bit of what we have saving in here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing very well that this night could be the last night of our lives. This night could be Laylatul Qadr. This night could be the night that Allah multiplies it. And this night could be a night we never get again for the rest of our lives. My brothers and sisters, the websites are up in front of you. I've pinned it on Instagram. It's up on Facebook and YouTube for those of you that have another device in front of you. Or if you want to swing by the masjid and, you know, we have the drive-through set up for donations outside. We're going to be here for the next hour at least. So please do feel free to swing by, inshallah ta'ala. We'll see you on the outside. We'll accept donations. We'll make dua together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fayr and barakah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put goodness in your lives and to bless you with the best of this dunya and to bless you with the best of the akhirah and to shade you on the day of judgment because your heart was so connected to the masjid that even when you were in the comfort of your home, you decided to get into your car, to drive over to the Islamic Community Center of Milton and to give a little sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for no other reason except for Allah. جزاكم الله خيرا. I'll pass it off to Sheikh Riyad. بارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm gonna share something with you you may not have never heard. Truly, because I've been doing some research and I was thinking, what shall I share with you? But I wanted to reach your heart. I'm going to echo a little bit of what Sheikh Dawood said, and then I'm going to, you know, go a little bit further. About the same surah. And again, remember, I said, inshallah, I'm going to mention something maybe you've never heard before about that very particular surah that the Sheikh has recited. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. I used to make that mistake myself. You know, a lot of us think that when our kids, like the Sheikh said earlier about the, you know, doing the numbers, you know, 83 years and a few months and whatnot, let's say 84 years. But we tend to ignore khayr. I want to focus on the khayr. Khayr, what's khayr? What is this khayriya better? Better than 1,000 months. Could it be 1,000? Could it be 1,000,000? Could it be 1,000,000,000? Whatever the number is, let's say X number, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, khayr. It is better. This Laylatul Qadr, this night, could be tonight, by the way. And there's some sahabis, in fact, in some many authentic hadith, who have mentioned that the Laylatul Qadr is on the 23rd of Ramadan, which is tonight. Khayr. And why Allah Azza wa Jal mentions 1,000? And here's the beauty. Why 1,000? Why not 1,000,000? Because the Sahaba, this Quran, this particular verse here, the Quran, at the time was addressed to the Sahaba, to the companions. And the companions, they only knew 1,000 as the utmost number. A lot of them, they did not know it was something above 1,000. I'll give you an example. When they used to enumerate the wealth of Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf, they said Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf had alf alf min al-ghanam. Alf alf. Alf in Arabic means 1,000, right? So they said Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf used to have 1,000, 1,000. That means 1,000,000. They did not know 1,000,000. They said 1,000, 1,000. Alf alf. From al-ghanam, from sheep. And then he used to have Alfain alf min al ibil. Alfain alf again. He used to have alfain, 2,000, alf, which means 2,000,000 from the ibil, from the camels. A shahid, min hadith, what I'm trying to say here. They only knew 1,000. If they knew 1,000,000, they would have said 1,000,000. If they knew 1,000,000,000, they would have said 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000. I don't know. I mean, the utmost, what number I know, up to maybe 1,000,000,000. I don't know if there's anything above 1,000,000,000, personally. Allahu A'lam. But the Sahaba, they only knew 1,000. I'll give you another example. This man by the name of Ibn Uwais. When the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam was talking about some prophecy, لَتَفْتَحُنَّ الْحِيرَةِ الْحِيرَةِ in Iraq. You shall conquer Iraq. and there will be this woman by the name of Shayma on her dark baghla, mule. She is the daughter of this king, and you shall conquest, and she will become one of the prisoners of war, yani one of the spoils of war. And then the Prophet is talking about something that has to happen years later. This happened in the era of Umar ibn al-Khattab. But when the Prophet was talking to a man by the name of Ibn Aus, he went to the Prophet, he says, Ya Rasulullah, Ash-Shayma. He's talking about that woman. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Ash-Shayma, can it be mine? Can it be mine? And the Prophet says, she is yours. If you wear that, she is yours. So years later, and Ibn Aus, he participated in that battle, you know, and the Qalbasra in Iraq. So Ibn Aus, looking around, he's looking around for Shayma. And then he found this woman on this mule, and he rushed to her. Are you a Shayma? She says, I am a Shayma. And then he made sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he grabbed the mule, and then he went to the end of the battle. He says, she is mine. He says, who gave her? What do you say? We have not even distributed the spoils. He says, the Prophet Muhammad gave her to me. He says, well, you have dalil? Let's talk to Umar ibn Khattab. So he went to Umar ibn Khattab. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, she is mine. He says, do you have a dalil? We haven't even distributed the spoils. You have an evidence? He says, yes, Rasulullah. Rasulullah. How? Do you have any evidence? You have any witnesses? He says, yes, I have two witnesses. They came and they said, yes, we heard the Prophet Muhammad telling him, she will be yours. Umar ibn Khattab started crying. What happened was, because she is the daughter of the king, when the Sahabi came to him, he says, when they will come asking, you know, to get her back, ask for any money, they will give it to you. So lo and behold, the brother of that Shayma, the princess, came to him. He says, ask anything you want, I'll give you, just give me my daughter. He says, 1,000 dirham. 1,000 dirham. So the guy put 1,000 and gave it to him, and then he took his sister and he left. The Sahaba went to him. Do you know who this guy is? He's the prince. He is the son of the king. Why did you ask for 1,000 dirham? He says, is there anything more than 1,000? Is there anything more than 1,000? So what are we learning here? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf. Allah is saying that this layla is better than alf. At the time of the Sahaba, they did not know anything more than 1,000. So Allah is telling them, it is better than 1,000 months of ibadah. And that 1,000, like the Shaykh said, imagine, you can imagine anything you want. Is it 1,000? Is it 1,000,000? Is it something you cannot imagine? That number is better, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Why? Tanazzalu. Here's another beauty that we don't know much about in the Laylatul Qadr. Tanazzalu in Arabic, when you say come down, because when you look at the translation in English, it says the angel descends. Really, the English translation does not give justice to the ayah. Allah says, تنزل بصيغة المبالغة. تنزل means يعني with the emphasis. تنزل, تنزل in Arabic means نزل ينزل أو تنزل, come down. But Allah says, تنزل, تنزل. This is why we need to learn the beauty of Arabic. You know, تنزل. This is an emphasis here, meaning, as Ahl al-Ilm, they say, the angels, their start come. It's really a celebration of the universe. Celebrate, what kind of celebration? All the angels, they leave whatever they're doing, and they start coming down from Maghrib until Fajr. Tanazzal, tanazzal, angels after angels after angel, who's doing this and who's doing, they leave everything, they keep coming down, led by Jibreel alayhi salam, from Maghrib until Fajr. If they were to come down as they are coming right now down, and they see you donating 1,000. Why did I say 1,000? I'm Arab. I know 1,000. All right? I'm just like the Arabs. So I want to say, inshallah ta'ala, you, who will be the first brother or sister who will say, I will give $1,000. Inshallah ta'ala, as-sadaqah. If you know more, give more. But I know 1,000. Give 1,000, inshallah. in Laylatul Qadri as Allah will multiply it in abundance, inshaAllah ta'ala. Do not miss out this opportunity, as the Sheikh says, who knows whether we're going to be able to live and witness another Eid or another Ramadan or another Laylatul Qadr or even the night of the 25th or the 27th. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah reward you. May Allah grant you al-firdaus al-a'la. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah make you amongst those whose soul will be saved, inshaAllah, from hellfire in these blessed nights, inshaAllah. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.